Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, and we help companies craft amazing employee experiences and leadership development programs. You know, a lot of my work lately has been with newer leaders. They are often newly promoted or hired into leadership roles that they have every ambition of crushing. And many of them are coming through my simple leadership program. They show up to the program hungry and curious and ready to do all the leader things. So when I kick off my program with a focus on self-awareness, I'm not going to lie. I have learned to be ready for the "are you kidding me" stares, because self-awareness seems so quiet when they are just ready to get loud. But don't worry, I win them back quickly when I explain that self-awareness is kind of the key to being amazing at work. Because as you know, if you've ever tried to read a map at the mall, you cannot get to where you want to go without first finding that "you are here" marker. I know, deep stuff. Today, let's talk about what self-awareness actually is, how you can acquire it, and how you can harness it for tremendous results, whether you're a leader or not. So first, what is self-awareness? You know, official definitions of self-awareness are all over that map. So I'm going to skip the technical and just cut straight to some plain English. Because it's really just the clarity with which you recognize your defaults, your go-to ways of thinking, doing, and expressing yourself, and also how your defaults show themselves in moments of high stress or pressure. And finally, it's about understanding how these defaults are experienced by those around you, your colleagues, your leaders, your direct reports, your clients, your partners, your customers. You get the drift. Ultimately, understanding your defaults, your defaults under pressure, and the impacts of your default settings on those around you combine to be the measure of your self-awareness. You can't change what you can't see, and self-awareness makes the invisible visible to you. And the great news, and the reason why my program starts here, is that this is not just trivia. It's not just about knowing, but rather learning how to flex your defaults, your natural style, to meet the needs of different situations. Because nothing about you is wholly fixed or permanent. So how do you gain self-awareness? In the Simple program, we use a social styles self-assessment to capture how you tend to think and act. It's not a hard science, but you don't need a hard science here. You just need a way of understanding your norms and how they show up. Our assessment helps you define your working style by asking you to reflect on your bias for action, your need for analysis, your capacity for empathy, and your drive to be collaborative. But even without an assessment, you can do your own personal reflection. Ask your leader or colleagues or direct reports for some feedback. Here's just a sampling of some questions you might first ask yourself and then ask those around you, and see how well your answers match theirs. Okay, some of those questions. Am I more inclined to solicit lots of ideas and opinions or just choose a course of action? How well do I balance talking with asking and listening? How clearly do I articulate my vision and expectations for a project before I ask others around me to go execute? Am I more cooperative and collaborative, or am I more independent? Do I place more value on making people feel included or just getting the work done? You have my permission to edit or add to or alter any of these questions. But the point is to ask questions of yourself and others designed to give you insight into how you tend to work and how the ways in which you work are generally received by those around you. So now, what do you do with this info? In self-awareness, but I guess also in life, it's not so much about what you know, but it's about what you do with what you know. Here, the goal isn't just to know your style, but it's to let your knowing inform your actions. If you're seen as a super collaborative leader or partner, that's great. No doubt you are delivering products or outputs that capture the voices of many stakeholders, which means your outcome is probably richer. But also, are you potentially, maybe in moments of stress or uncertainty, allowing yourself to stay too long in the idea collection stage? And is there an opportunity for you to infuse more discipline into maybe collecting a certain number of opinions before you switch into action mode? Or maybe you find that you are excellent at painting a clear and detailed vision for your team. You are so clear and detailed, though, that your team feels like there's no real room for them to contribute to or influence the shape of the outcome. Maybe your goal, then, is to lighten up a bit on the details. Use that collaborative spirit to invite others into the visioning process with you. The more others contribute to defining an outcome, the more ownership they'll feel of it, and the more engaged they'll be in bringing it to life. Ultimately, there is no singular good or bad way to lead. It's about knowing how we tend to lead and finding spaces to make small tweaks and changes where they'd serve your team. Not sure where to begin or what changes to make? Ask those who are working most closely with you. And no, it doesn't need to be awkward. Here are a few approaches you might take. Hey, I know I tend to be really analytical. I love data and I love to plan. It would be helpful to hear about when and how that serves you, but also when that might hold you back. Is there a different approach I might try sometimes? Or how about, hey, I would love to do a quick after-action review of X project. Would you tell me 2 to 3 things I did during that project that felt really helpful or supportive, and maybe 2 or 3 things you wish I'd done differently in the moment? I'm really working on my leadership style. Listen well, make changes, and be sure to circle back later and ask, how was it that time? Was it better? Again, permission to add or edit. The goal is to ask a question that unlocks insight that you can put to use. Yours is the opportunity to turn that insight into action. Remember, self-awareness is knowing yourself, but knowing is just trivia. Take your awareness and make something new happen. Any change you can make that enhances the performance of those around you is a change worth making. Join me next week for another great episode. Check out leadabovenoise.com/simple if you'd like to learn more about this program. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Farabend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.